Okay, perfect.
Hello.
Hi. I probably should have like put some makeup on for this, but
no.
Hey.
Keeping it real on this channel.
You look good though. I love your lip color.
Thanks. I just threw this on so my lips wouldn't look as chapped. It's a YSL like lipstick thing. I don't even know. I've never worn it, but this is what I looked like for work today. So here I am.
Beautiful.
Minus the lipstick, but.
I have an exciting announcement before we start.
Oh my gosh.
I finally gave in.
Wait,
I got a TikTok.
Oh my gosh. At last. What made you do it?
Well, I was thinking, one of my resolutions for this year is to be like more active on social media and create more content and be more creative rather than like, I don't know. I feel like I just get in a rut and I'm like, okay, I got to post something this week. So I just post for the sake of posting. And because I'm trying to like grow my clientele at the salon, like I may as well just make one. And I feel like it's so much easier to grow on there.
Yeah, I just want everyone to know how I told you you needed to do it, because you would go viral in, like, a week.
Yeah, so I'm...
I would like, the world to know that I begged you to get TikTok.
Yes, well, we will give you credit for that. So, yeah, my username is Styled by Sam Bay, same as my hair Instagram. If everyone wants to go follow me, show some love.
That's so exciting. I'm going to follow you, actually.
Thank you. You'll be my first follower. But it's crazy. I literally just did this an hour ago, and I've just been, like, reposting reels that I already have on Instagram. And, like, they already have almost 1,000 views, and I haven't even done anything. And I don't even have any followers. Like, I feel like if I were to have posted on Instagram with no followers or anything, they would still be at zero.
I'm telling you, say what you want. I mean, I can waste a lot of time on TikTok, don't get me wrong, but I also learn a lot, so.
Amazing. So yeah, that's what I did. Christmas break, I spent a lot of time just, because I took off from work, so I was just like on my phone, watching Instagram reels and stuff, and I just got inspired, and I was like, you know what, I should just do it.
Yes, I'm so glad.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good. You'll see. Let's begin. First of all, welcome back to the Girls Who Get It podcast, season 3.
Yes,
we're so excited. I'm Julia.
I'm Sam.
I guess we're just recapping. I'd love to know what else you did over winter, your winter break, your holiday break. Besides,
well, yeah, I know. I was excited to record this and catch up too because we saw each other once over break, which we'll get to. But other than that, we haven't really talked since November when we recorded our last episode. So I feel like we have a lot to catch up on. But yeah. I spent my whole break. I was up in Pennsylvania for a little over 2 weeks just hanging out with my family. I stayed with my boyfriend.
Oh.
And it was good because I had saw him back in October and we, like, everything was good. We were in a good place and we had talked about, like, okay, well, where are we at now? Like, are we together? Are we, like, what do we call each other? And it, I don't know. But now after these past 2 weeks, it really solidified everything. It was like, okay, we really are good.
Wow.
It was such a good visit, and I don't know. I'm so just very happy. It's, yeah, it's official.
So exciting.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I didn't really do anything crazy. Just kind of hung out there and spent a lot of time with him. And Christmas was, like, very low-key. Just went to my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
Hung out in pajamas all day. New Year's Eve, same thing. I hung out at my boyfriend's house. we had my brother and my friend Kayla over, and we just had like a small little get together. Just
That's
played
fun.
like drinking games and stuff. It was fun, yeah. It's nice to like just have low key moments like that. Like my social battery feels very recharged right now, which is nice.
Yeah. I don't know how people can like after just Christmas parties and stuff. I couldn't have even imagined like doing too much on New Year's. Going out or like, I don't know.
I thought about it because I feel like I always get FOMO when I see pictures of other people out doing fun stuff. But then I was like, realistically, though, like, I do not feel like being out. I'd rather just stay home and be comfy.
Yeah. I mean,
And
it was a busy week, 2 weeks for both of us, I feel like, so.
Yeah. It was
It
a
was
little, like, overwhelming. So I feel like anytime I'm up in Pennsylvania, I'm always like feeling pulled in a million directions because it's like you want to see everybody and spend time with everyone.
Yeah, I feel you.
But I really like the whole time I was there, I just listened to my body and did what I wanted. And it was a very relaxing time. So, although I'm excited to be back now because I got to a point where I was like, okay, I need to be back in a routine.
Yeah.
I was staying up so late every night, sleeping in really late, just like eating whatever I wanted, not working out.
Yeah.
And I wasn't like, it wasn't the healthiest. So.
I was kind of doing the same thing. And I get kind of like, I guess overwhelmed slash like overstimulated if I don't know, feel unsettled when I go home and I'm not in my own space and like, I'm just thinking of all the things I kind of need to be doing everywhere I am. So I was happy to be at home.
Yeah, it feels good to like get back into the groove of things and like cook for myself, eat like
Yeah.
healthy foods again.
Yeah, today's my first day really back in the swing of things because yesterday I was supposed to go back to work. Where I work, they have like a solid like the week between Christmas and New Year is we're just kind of like shut down. So I had like a paid like week off.
That's so nice.
Which is incredible. I mean, it's the best. So I didn't have to really worry about that. Got to go home, got to see everyone. And then so New Year's Eve, whatever, New Year's passes. I was under the impression I was supposed to go back to work on the 3rd for some... Well, the reason was that's what I did last year because, of course, now it all makes sense. New Year's Day was over the weekend, so it was observed on the 2nd, and we went back on the 3rd. Well, me, I was like, oh, I go back on the 3rd this year. On a Wednesday. That makes no sense. But that's what I thought. I checked through my emails and stuff. I didn't see anything about which day, like, the break ended or whatever. So I was like, all right, I'll just go back on Wednesday. And I set up, like, a car, like, a maintenance appointment for my car, and a doctor's appointment. Because I was like, how great! I have this spare extra day after all the craziness to get stuff done. Well, 9 a.m. yesterday. Today's Wednesday, 9 a.m. yesterday. My boss calls me at 9. I like just got up, just getting ready to take my car. And I was like, oh, why would he be calling me if I weren't supposed to be there? So I answer. I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm not there. He was like, what? You're not on site? I was like, no. I thought we'd go back tomorrow. And he was like, what a way to start the year and like busting on me. And I was like, I would come in immediately, but like I made these appointments and I'm about to go. And he was like, it's okay, you know, take care of what you need to take care of and we'll see you tomorrow. And then he wasn't even here today or at work today, so I was like,
oh, it's well, fine. That's nice. Yeah, today was my first day like back in the swing too, because I drove back down here yesterday and hit traffic, which was lovely. So I didn't get home till like 8:30 at night. It was like a whole day of driving, like 10 and a half hours.
Yeah.
Being in the car, miserable.
Yeah, that's so tough.
Yeah, but I'm just glad that I'm here now. And I'm going to be moving in like a month. Yeah, I have all those boxes behind me. If you're watching the video version, I've been accumulating boxes because, yeah, I'm gonna get the new apartment in a month.
Okay,
and then
where?
in 2 months, I'll be out of here completely.
Oh my God, where is it? Like close to where you are now?
Yeah, it's still in the same town. It's just on the other side of town. So it's like a 15, 20 minute drive from where I'm at now, but it'll be a lot closer to work and like closer to where all my friends live and stuff. So
that's nice.
And a bigger, nicer apartment.
Ooh, that's exciting. Can't wait for the tour.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think it was in December when everything was official. So I don't even think we talked about it on here. Yeah. Cause I had been apartment hunting for a while. Cause my lease here ends in March. And I was trying to figure out if I wanted to move or what I was going to do. And then, yeah, I found this apartment. It's in the same complex where my friend's mom lives, and she said she loves it there. And it's pretty convenient because, like, we always are, like, watching each other's dogs and stuff. So now we'll be neighbors. And it's a bigger apartment. It's like almost double the size of the one I'm in now. It's 2 bedrooms, 2 full baths.
Wow, nice.
The gym there is huge and so nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And they were running a promo, so I got a good deal for it. So I'm only gonna be paying like a little bit more than I pay here. I'm like, it's a no-brainer.
With it, yeah.
I can't wait. And it's just, oh my God, it's just gonna be so nice because it's like a lot more modern in there. Too. So then pretty soon, next few episodes coming up, I will be in there.
Wow, can't wait to visit.
Yeah. Oh, I know, I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
But can we finally get to your big announcement?
Sure. Well, it arrived today.
It.
I finally got my Dirt Devil. I know it's not sponsored like yours, but I was really excited about it. The couch is disgusting because of Rowdy, and
wow, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
That's not the announcement I was talking about, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to think back to, like, last season where I might have left off. I'm pretty sure I was saying how, like, horrible dating was.
Yeah, it was not going well for you, and you were, like, ready to give up on it completely. You were still figuring out, like, if you were interested in doing a long distance situation or not. Clearly decided not.
Yeah, so that long distance fizzled out. I was like, I think I'm taking things too seriously. I'm just getting frustrated. I'm not gonna keep trying to, like, I don't know. I didn't want to go into things thinking it would turn into what I wanted, which was like something more serious, because I was just getting disappointed. So I got back on Tinder, I think. I didn't have it. Got back on. And I matched with this one guy. We were talking. We set up a date. He blew me off twice. And then I matched with somebody else, and he was like, oh, same day that I was getting blown off, he was like, oh, do you want to go for dinner or drinks or something? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? It's like pouring rain, it's dark, I'm like going to this place 20 minutes away. We meet up and it was just like so easy and so fun. And we just kind of clicked, saw him the next day, made him chicken parm, and that was it. And then he was my boyfriend.
So Julia, who last episode we recorded was like, dating is just not working out for me, now has a fucking boyfriend. Okay. And by the way, I did not know any of this. I found out because this bitch posts a picture with a man on her story. And I'm like, excuse me, who is that? Because he doesn't look familiar. That's not your brother-in-law. Who is this? And then she posts on her an actual post. Did you call him your boyfriend in that?
No.
Or did you respond to me saying my boyfriend? Or how did I don't know. I saw boyfriend somewhere and I was like, excuse me?
We were talking about meeting for dinner, and I said, "Oh, can my boyfriend come? Because brought him home for Christmas."
Yes, and that was I see pictures at Christmas with the family, and here's this guy, and I'm like, wait, what? Where, huh? What's going on?
Yeah,
Where did this person come from? Who is this? And then, yeah, we made plans to get together for dinner, and she's like, can I bring my boyfriend? I was like, you better, absolutely, because I
know.
need to know what's going on.
Well, he came out of nowhere, and I don't know. I guess it's kind of like, I don't know, it just feels easy and like right. So we're just going with it. And I'll be honest, I'm sure everyone has a lot of opinions, whatever, but to get the family and the friends meeting out of the way early is kind of nice because I feel like the longer you wait, the more pressure. And then I don't know, it just feels like this bigger thing. But Cass and Em had visited a couple weeks ago. Can't remember, before Christmas. And so we were all hanging out. We went, or they all came here. And why am I blanking? We went out to a bar. We had drinks. We played darts. It was fun. We went and played pool. Next morning, got breakfast. Like, it was great. He passed the M test, which is vital.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that some people, and you know, teach their own, but I think a lot of people make a big deal out of like meeting friends and family, and they do. They wait till a certain point, but it's like, why? I think if you can meet someone's family and their closest friends, like that tells you a lot more about who they are as a person because you are who you surround yourself with, and it's nice to see like where someone came from. And like, it's not like, oh, because they met your parents, now this means you have to marry the person. Like,
Right. So I don't know. I just, if I felt like it was too soon or too quick or I didn't want him to, that would have been fine too, but I wanted him to.
yeah. It's nice to get everyone's feedback too, because,
Everyone loved
you
him.
know.
That felt good. I was like, because I've had, like, my ex-boyfriend did not get that reaction. We all know he was a dud. And the other one that met Cass didn't get the same reaction either, so
Right. So that's a great feeling.
it feels pretty good. Kind of surreal since like this time, even last month, I was like, it's hopeless. And to think like this time last year, how different it is, like I can't even explain. I don't even
Wow.
know that.
Well, see, I told you. I told you.
Yeah.
You were right about TikTok. I was right about this.
Yes. Yeah, you are. But yeah, it's been good. I really like spending the holidays together.
Yeah, it's so nice when you, Like, I love my alone time, and I do love being single, but it is nice, especially for the holidays, to like have someone
Yeah.
to spend that time with.
It's new for me because even when I kind of had that, it wasn't enjoyable, like genuinely.
Yeah.
Think back to like years ago when I was with my official ex-boyfriend, like we were really dating. He, oh my God, this is like horrible. Even though I'm sure there's worse, but looking back, I didn't even realize how annoying it was at the time. I invited him to like a nice dinner with my parents, who he had already met, and their friends or something. Because I don't know, there was nothing else to do. I kind of wanted to go because it was like a nice dinner that was paid for by them. It was like a four-course thing. It was like one price to just go. And I said, oh, you know, my parents said we could go if you're interested. And he was like, no, like I don't want anyone to pay for me. And I was like, okay, like you could pay them back. Like, I think he just didn't want to go, which is whatever. So I was like, all right, whatever. I go by myself. And then we leave there, or I left there at, it was like late because it was this long dinner. I was having a nice time. I wasn't like really rushing out of there, but I was like, oh, I want to go spend, you know, New Year's Eve with my boyfriend. It was midnight. I was in the car driving to my ex-boyfriend's house for him to be like in bed. It was like the most lame experience ever, and I don't even know why I did it. I was like, yeah, I'll drive there after. I should have went home. Like, what? So lame. And then this year we were all cuddled up on the couch. We had made like snacks. It was a lot of fun, and we watched this movie. Like, totally different energy. It's definitely nice.
Yay. I'm
Yeah.
so happy for you.
Thanks.
Well, can I, 'cause I want to know for myself too. Like a little backstory. So like you guys went on a date. When did this become official? And who, like, did he ask you to be his girlfriend? Like, what? Because when we went to dinner, I was like, even afterwards, guard was like, you were being so not yourself. Like, you were being so quiet and weird. And I was like, I know, but it's because I know how I am. And I can be very abrasive. And I don't know, I didn't want to like ruin the evening
My gosh.
and like come off the wrong way and then him be like, what the fuck, Julia? Like, who is this
Your
friend
friend.
of yours? Like, what a bitch. She made me so uncomfortable.
Oh
So
my God.
I was afraid of saying the wrong thing. So instead I just chose to like not really say much at all. And I was like very quiet. But I just wanted to immediately be like, hi, who the fuck are you and where'd you come from? Like, when did this happen? What, like, I had a million and one questions.
You know, he lives like 30 minutes from me, like north towards Vermont. He says he never had Tinder before, which is probably why I never came across him before now. And he's in construction. He's so handy. He can do anything.
That's nice.
It's so cool. I'm always impressed. I'm like, whoa. How do you? I had this ceiling fan. I forget if I probably mentioned it in episodes before, how when I moved in, my ceiling fan and my light wouldn't work, and it was like that for months. And he was like, "Oh,
Yeah.
look at it. Fixed it. Amazing. Now I have light. It's on right now. I'm looking at it."
That is a big turn on, a man that get shit done and fix things.
Know, right? He has two younger brothers. He has two dogs. Guess what his dog's, well, one of his dog's name is?
Is it also Rowdy?
No. It's Aries, like me.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And
What's his sign?
he's a Gemini.
Oh, we did talk about this at dinner. That's right.
He said, you're compatible. which is what I told him. If they were compatible. He's also wondering if being late is a Gemini quality. Like running late.
I mean, I don't know if it's a Gemini thing, but I'm always late. So yeah.
Maybe it is then.
I was late to our dinner.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. So was I though. We were late. But yeah, any other questions?
So when like how many dates did you guys go on? Like what how did this turn into like Tinder guy to boyfriend?
We had our first date, hit it off. He didn't kiss me goodnight. It was raining and I was like, okay, but I wanted him to, and he didn't. And then I was like, you know how things can go. So I was like, oh, well, if I ever hear from him again, like, we had a good time. But we had talked about having dinner the next day. And so we came over and I made him dinner, which I'm sure some of you will frown upon. You know, dangerous. I get it. But after dinner, we had talked. We had a candle at dinner because of my fan being broken, my light being broken, which was cute. And then I don't know, he just asked me to be his girlfriend. And I was like, yeah.
Oh.
And that was it.
Wow, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. And it was pretty refreshing because like I was so used to being led on for months and months and months, you know? Like my ex-boyfriend didn't want to be official for like several months and then ended up cheating on me the whole time anyway. Cool. And yeah. Then the love bomber had like fake asked me to be his girlfriend, which was cruel. So I was like, wow, the people can be normal and like mean it? That's crazy. So
wow.
Yeah, he's really good to me. I'm like freaking being treated like a queen.
That's so good. I'm very happy for you.
And he's so helpful. Like I made dinner last night, and then he made us dinner tonight. He's always doing my dishes and he cleans out my fridge because I'm really bad at it. He found some stuff in there from like October, maybe even before that. So that's one thing I really don't do.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah. It's good. It's good balance.
Yeah, right? Really good balance. Yeah. And I don't know if you know me. It's like, oh, I think I was just so used to my alone time where it was like, I need to be by myself. And sometimes that is true. But we were together like through the holidays. I mean, we've been together like every day. And then going down to my parents and coming back, like, I don't know. It didn't even cross my mind that I'd be like, oh, I want to be by myself. Like, it's very easy to be together. Like, having him around all the time. So,
isn't it nice when you just like click with someone?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had that truly.
Because I feel that way, like, with my boyfriend too. Like when we first met, that's how I felt also. Like I felt just this instant connection. It was just like so easy, like you said, and I felt like, oh, I can just fully be myself and I don't have to feel like, I don't know, when you first meet someone sometimes you have to not really put on an act, but you know, you want to make a good impression, and you're like, there's certain parts of your personality maybe that you don't want to reveal just yet. Like,
right.
And it's nice when you find someone that it's like, oh, I can just fully be myself, and they just get it.
I agree. It's like I feel pretty comfortable. Like that can be hard for me, especially men. I'm like kind of afraid. You know, we've discussed in the past, but
yeah. Have you been to his house?
I have.
How is it?
It's nice. He's got like my dream house. Rowdy's making an appearance. It's okay.
Hey, Rowdy.
Oh. What the hell was that?
Who is that?
Go ahead. You go. Go get a treat. Go get a treat. Go. Yeah, no, he's got like some property, which is really nice. It's so quiet. It's like so peaceful. And my apartment was pretty noisy and I could hear the bus all the time. My house is like a little bit quieter. Actually, it's a lot quieter. I can still sometimes hear the bus because it's not too far from like a busy road. And then sometimes I can feel like I hear a highway not that far away. Still quieter than my apartment, but his place is like so peaceful.
That's nice.
You can see like every star and it's great. It's really cool. It's like this farmhouse, which if we rewind on this podcast, I think the one with Anthony, we were talking about it. I want like a farmhouse with like beams and plank floors. And that's literally that. So pretty cool.
Oh.
I'm jealous. I think when we started this, I mean, I was definitely single when we started this, but I think you were too.
Yeah, I was.
Wow.
I know. Look at us now.
Who would have thought? I feel like this year starting off, it's pretty good. I can't complain.
Me too. We have some exciting things coming up though for this season. We're going to have new merch, which we'll be announcing in another few episodes, so stay tuned. We're very
excited. Yeah, we'd love to hear what you guys want to talk about this season or any questions or whatever you might have.
Yeah, definitely leave us some like topic suggestions.
I kind of like branch out, like do some new topics or have some new guests or something. So let us know what you think.
Yes, definitely.
Or what you want to hear more about. I don't know.
Make sure you are following our YouTube channel if you want to see the video version of our podcast. Don't forget to go follow me on TikTok.
Sans new TikTok. A little bit of a short episode, but
yeah,
I figured we'd have a lot to catch up on and wouldn't have much time for a real topic. So
yeah, definitely.
I know some of you were concerned we wouldn't come back. We're back.
I know we didn't take like a whole year break this time. We actually came back when we said we would. So we're back. We will see you next Friday with a new episode.